This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Here we go. It is hour number 3 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. American League playoffs in Houston. The Tigers and Astros are just tied at 2. We nearly had a grand slam. He pulled that foul down the left field line, though, as Houston took the lead 2-1 in the bottom of the 7th as Detroit's pitchers couldn't find the strike zone, and when they did, it was a hit. But they limited the damage. And now a wild pitch has given them the tying run back here, top of the 8th inning, with the bases loaded. And we'll give you an update as it comes through. We do football's finest most evenings at 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. But Jane Slater is coming up at 5 from the NFL Network. She's going to tell us about her, what she knows about Brandon Cooks and Devontae Adams and stuff like this. That's at 5. Here's Chief with an edition of the finest.
We have your What Drugs Are You On tweet of the day. Brother of Micah Parsons, Terrence Parsons, says he tweeted out 10 minutes ago, "Nah, Zeke can easily be our Alvin Kamara, LOL. He needs touches." So that is the insane tweet of the day.
It's just, you know, that it's just not there. When the team that probably would be willing to give him all the touches, the team that loves him more than maybe he even loves himself, is limiting him now to 10 snaps. And there's some reports that say he's going to have even more decreased snaps.
And he's not saying that tongue-in-cheek that with the LOL?
He
like,
might
oh,
be,
no, he just needs more snaps.
Maybe he's being sarcastic.
That's ridiculous.
Maybe it's the defense pointing fingers at the offense.
If you're doing that, I think you got to throw an LMAO
into the corner, fair ball. That's going to score at least 2, probably 3. It's rattling around. The left fielder could not get to it. He picks it up, throws for home, not in time. And how many got home there? Just how many one, got home? 3 one. Got three? Home. 5-2 oh, Tigers.
Is that Hader?
Hader. Yeah,
it's old Hader.
Gosh.
He's had a rough one this year. There's been some moments like this for him.
That is tough, dude. Love to see it. It's funny, especially because they have the postseason drink in his honor there at the Minute Maid Park. They have the Electric Haterade. Have you seen that?
No.
The Electric Haterade? Yeah, people are probably drinking that right now, and maybe they're throwing it onto the field because they're so frustrated with him. How could you not be? That taste just got real soured. It's a
they needed a lefty reliever. Now they got one.
Lemonade, blue Curacao? Tequila, yeah, Sprite, Tahine, or Tahine, as my daughters always correct me, and on the rim there with a cherry and lime garnish. So yeah. that's what the Houston Astros fans are drinking as we collectively are drinking their tears in this moment. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Okay, you just gave us a nice little breakdown there, brought us of the Steelers' offense. And after the game on Sunday, the Colts beat the Steelers, and one of their defenders, Zaire Franklin, called out Najee Harris responding to a tweet that was referencing Najee Harris, the Colts defender said, "Kid is soft. 84 run harder." So I guess he's showing love to Cordarrelle Patterson in that moment.
Yeah.
And tearing down Najee Harris. Would you agree, Cordarrelle Patterson, a guy you fear a little bit more? Well, I know he's banged up right now, but
he did a really nice job the running back skill as far as seeing and planning, he is more of a get the ball and this attack. Just go straight ahead.
Downhill.
He tried to do a little like they tried to do a counter fake and where, you know, the back steps one way and then goes back the other way. His footwork was just terrible. It's just like, just give me the ball as fast as you can and, you know, hand it to him downhill. They like to toss it to him in the sweep variety. But yeah, he does a better job of attacking the hole than what we've seen with the other backs.
So I know you guys discussed this yesterday, and this seems like to be the launch pad for the Davante Adams trade request, which was head coach Antonio Pierce liking something on Instagram involving trading Adams.
Yeah.
And
it was a saga.
Like, to me, I'm like, that's just fireable offense, right? If your head coach has Instagram, like, that's part of the hiring process.
Right.
Do you have Instagram?
Have Instagram, right?
You don't have Instagram. You don't even have an account. You certainly don't have the app on your phone right now. True Serum, pull your phone out. Let me make sure you don't have it. My head coach in the NFL should not have Instagram at all. There's
I
no
want mine too. But I don't want him to use it. I want you to have a ghost account. I want you to watch all these kids, these young men.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. There you go.
A little send them a DM when they're out of control.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'll send you over there with the big booty chicken, the yellow. Not enough. No. Yeah. I don't want to see Chad Johnson on the bottom. No.
Okay. Just be like having a wisdom burner account. So yeah. Just to help your
follow
guys.
What's yeah. going on. Yeah.
Keep them in track.
And Brian brought up, like, who knows if he's running the account. Like, yeah. I don't think Zach Martin's running his own Instagram account. I think it's probably somebody that does it for him.
If your head coach has a group of folks that runs his Instagram account, he should no longer be your coach. But I do like that rebuttal there, Lucius. I think we could get on board with that one. I think we could make something work here. But I was surprised. Like,
does
really?
The Miami head coach have an Instagram account? He seems like an Instagram guy, like every morning.
A lot of them have an
Kicks
Instagram.
Of the day.
Yeah. Bless up, King. Yeah. Grand Rising.
I can totally see that. And his team is spiraling out of control right now and can't win an important game even when they are clicking on all cylinders. So that's another example of please don't have an Instagram. Like, is that Antonio Pierce just like sitting in bed scrolling through Instagram in the middle of the season after he barely beat what is probably the worst team in the league in the Cleveland Browns? I don't know. Just absolutely insane. We know Davante Adams not going to be traded to Kansas City. Just financially and within the division doesn't make sense. But with the Rashee Rice injury, which is still not something I can get out of my head, the insanity of Mahomes KOing his star wide receiver. I mean, when you look at the numbers, Rashee Rice, 37% target share, second only to Malik Nabers of the Giants.
Ouch.
I mean, he was their offense, really. And a lot of people were talking about how all the Travis Kelce routes that have been made famous over the years have now been routes that have been given to Rashee Rice in this offense.
Ouch.
And he was turning 47% of his targets into first downs or touchdowns, which is like top 10 for any receiver in the league. So extremely difficult to replace him. They will certainly look to the trade market. And if you doubt that at all, I would like to take you to Fox 4 Kansas City, where we have Harold Kuntz reporting on Sky Moore and his drop in the game and what that did to general manager Brett Veach in real time.
You might remember in the second quarter, he had a drop pass. It was the only pass intended for him. And really, for the entire season, it's been the only entire pass sent to him. He was quickly and promptly de-promoted, and Mecole Hardman was starting to do some of his routes. But when we were in the press box here at SoFi Stadium, when Sky Moore dropped that pass, we heard a huge thud on a table behind us. That was general manager Brett Veach. So if that tells you anything about what he thinks about the depth, at least at the time of that play, what he thinks about the depth of the wide receivers, that's probably a good indicator.
Yeah, you can say that. When the general manager is slamming his hand on the ground, I can't believe I drafted this guy. I can't believe we just had to depend on him on third down. And, of course, he ends up dropping it. So the Chiefs are most certainly going to be in the market for this. Is it Amari Cooper? I love the Deontay Johnson idea if they can swing that. But, I mean, when you look, this is majority of the season with Rashee Rice, who's a super beast. Kansas City is, I mean, it's only the Cowboys and the Bears that have less explosive plays offensively. So the Chiefs right now, they're winning games. They're doing it with defense. Mahomes has the five moments or so a game where you have to make a play. Maybe it's with your legs or whatever, but you're eking by and you're playing with one arm tied behind your back when you're playing inches at a time. And that's also a Cowboys stat because the Cowboys are only the Bears have have less explosive
fewer
plays
explosives.
Offense.
Yeah. They finally just somehow, had their first 50-plus yard touchdown, too, in 3 years to the Chiefs, to Xavier Worthy.
That's right, yes.
At so least this has kind
Worthy.
Of been like a trend for them ever since Tyreek Hill left. They really haven't been getting explosive plays. They've been struggling.
No doubt. And they've found ways to circumvent that. A lot of that is, of course, their defense, and they're only having to really score 20 points or so a game. And then just, hey, in a moment when you need it, Mahomes, can you do something for us? And more often than not, he can. But the idea of going through the entire season with an offense like that, and again, these are numbers with Rashee Rice for pretty much the whole time, 3 out of the 4 games.
Yeah.
So they're definitely making a move here. I mean, if I'm in Kansas City, I'm going, man, should we trade for Amari Cooper and Deontay Johnson?
Yeah.
And by the way, I looked into it because we discussed this the other day of like, for a third round pick, would you give up Amari Cooper? And they made the trade for Legarius Sneed for the third round pick. That was for this upcoming NFL draft. Yeah. So they're going to have 2 third-round picks. So, you know, they do have a third round pick to kind of, to be expendable. Not that even if they only had one, it wouldn't be expendable, because in this situation, it probably would be. But they have the assets, and it's pretty much a surefire guarantee they will not be going status quo for the remainder of the season. And you can certainly understand why. Now, I did want to bring you a nice little stat of the day, courtesy of Ben Solak. 2.4 is the number. That's how many yards per pass attempt Denver quarterback Bo Nix had on Sunday versus the Jets. It's the lowest yards per pass attempt in a win.
Oh my
since
God.
1965.
It's the second week something crazy has happened to me like this. Survivor payoff mode.
That is what me
no
and
team
Dawson
has ever
lost
won in this
to.
Situation.
Absolutely Bet frustrating. Payoff. At the highest level. Okay, here's Peyton Manning. We talked about it in Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece, the anonymous NFL poll or whatever that had, they were drafting, NFL players were like, who were asked who they would want most on their flag football team if they were building one. And Tyreek Hill got the first place votes. Lamar Speed. Jackson was up there, Mahomes. But during the Olympics, when this news was coming out that flag football was going to be a part of the next time around, Peyton Manning was on, and he's with one of the SNL dudes, and he's with Kevin Hart, and they're asking him, who would you want on your flag football team? Okay. And this was the interaction.
No chance I'm playing. If I am the coach, I want Mahomes or Lamar Jackson as my quarterback, though. I'm throwing
you
that out there.
Hose?
Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes.
Sound like
or
you said
Lamar
you want your hose.
Yeah, I want my hose out there.
Doesn't sound like you
about
said.
About 6 or 7 of my top like, my top notch pillars.
It's not like you said I want my hose out there.
That's what it sounded like.
But I got some bad hoes that can play flat football.
I got some bad ones. Yeah. 6 or 7 bad ones.
Hey, 6 or 7
the best.
Put my hose out there, guys.
That's pretty awesome, dude. I didn't know Peacock was doing Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson broadcasting during the Olympics.
Yeah, coverage was fantastic.
Yeah, they did a little recap every night. The first 2 episodes were kind of, but they got better as they went on.
Dude, yeah, because that 30 seconds right there has completely sold me. That was fantastic. Yeah.
By the way, looks like Kevin Hart might have done some content with Diddy as well.
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that video? No, really? The one that was going around all before the Diddy stuff started coming out. Oh, yeah. Kevin Hart and Diddy at the party, and the girl's hair catches on fire.
And he laughs about it.
What? Yeah. Kevin Hart's shirt was off, fam.
It's all the hairspray.
Yeah.
I hate to see what's really on the videos if that's the one that's going around with your shirt off acting a fool already.
Oh, no. I mean, crazy, there's just gals hanging out in bathtubs here at Eddie's party. Let's go into this room, that room.
All right, everybody, keep your fingers off your keyboard. It's time for a Week 5 edition of Guess That Spread.
Mahomes.
Mm. Thursday night, we go to Atlanta, Damn. Where the Falcons are hosting the Buccaneers. Gavin Dawson.
Who's hosting the Buccaneers?
Spread Falcons. Interdivision game Thursday night, short week. Falcons at home. Buccaneers off a nice little beat down of the Eagles. Guess that spread.
Atlanta minus 1.5 points, Chief.
Broadus.
Atlanta plus 2.
Okay, home dog says Broadus. A lot of respect for the Fighting Baker Mayfields. Well, Chuck.
Falcons minus one.
Dawson is on the board first. He nailed it. Falcons are a 1.5-point home favorite there Thursday. We have our first overseas game, if I'm not speaking out of turn here, I believe.
That's true. It is, yes. Jets. London in England. It's across the pond.
Jets going to London to take on the Vikings there. Vikings are considered the home team, of course, but this is a neutral site game. Wolchuk, guess that spread.
Give me Vikes minus five.
Okay. Broadus.
We're going to go Vikings minus 6.5.
All right. And Dawson.
Vikings minus 3.5 points, Chief.
Dawson wins it. They only have the Vikings as a 2.5-point favorite here.
What? Oh, the man. Come on.
The Jets just lost to Bo Nix.
Take my money.
Yes, that's a no-brainer bet of the week there. Let's see. We have the Bills going to Houston. Stephon Diggs, revenge game. Brian Broadus, guess that spread.
Give me the teams one more time.
Texans are hosting the Bills.
Texans, Bills. Give me Houston plus 4.5.
Okay, you'll have Houston as a 4.5-point home dog. That would be crazy. The Woolly Bully, Zach Wolchuk, guess that spread.
I'm going to say Texans minus one.
Okay, Texans 1-point favorite at home, according to the Bully. Dawson?
I agree with Wolchuk.
Texans are a 1-point home dog.
Ooh, oh, Buffalo's so favorite.
That'll be Wolchuk and Dawson tying on that one. We can resume it later, but there it is. Week
kinda
five,
like that.
GTS.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good stuff.
Right.
Time now for a Woolly Bully top 10.
Par for the course for your season here.
What the hell was I thinking?
Well, congratulations.
I guess I'll have to shave my ass.
Brian, we're going to get that? Bet Payoff Friday? You heard it here first. Broadus is shaving his ass. Top 10 most controversial athletes in sports history.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next.
Brave. Welcome back, Nation. Here we go. It's time for Wolchuk's Top 10. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Rest in peace, Pete Rose. We were talking about him yesterday, and I was trying to find out, okay, what's a list I could do, you know, in honor of Pete Rose? And what kept popping up was just who are the most controversial athletes of all time. So I've got the top 10 most controversial athletes, 877-881-1053.
Probably known for his
batting average, total hits.
Yeah, I mean, he was the hit king, no doubt. But the gambling thing, I mean, that's what he kind of just became known for. And I agree with you. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame.
I know him more for his Joe DiMaggio story that he told on the Francesa show.
That was an epic story.
May or may not have that sound for the hodgepodge today.
Here we go. Perfect.
Should I bleep out the P-E-E NIS word?
That's scientific.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go ahead and bleep that.
I think technically you could...
I'll throw a bleep on it.
We could have it
You could bleep it so minorly that it's still obvious, but you made the attempt.
Yeah. So it's like if I bleep this and it sounds like a P, then it's like now we're wondering what was said.
There's a couple ways to go with that.
We'll find out how we approach that in the hodgepodge later.
I do have a football guy of the day on the line here. Saw this
stuff. Kind of like Dawson just won that in GTS.
I'd say.
Well, guessing the spread. That's a different talent, different skill. Mike Evans just became third non-kicker to lead a franchise in points scored. So there's two other players for two other teams
that are non-kickers.
They are non-kickers to lead their franchise in points scored.
Peyton Manning.
Nope.
Emmitt Smith.
Yes.
Lead their...
It's pretty amazing that Mike Evans is now in this.
So this player...
His player.
LaDainian Tomlinson. Now leads his team.
No, Mike Evans now does. This player has led his team for quite some time.
Sean Alexander.
Since he's no longer playing. He's retired. No.
Oh, is this a current player?
No. I just said he's no longer playing. He's just retired.
Jerome Bettis.
No.
He's no longer playing. Sean Alexander's no longer playing.
Yeah, but it's not Sean.
Okay, well, just say no, it's not Sean Alexander.
I did. I said no.
Did anybody have the nickname something, the touchdown maker? Because that feels like a guy that would be... A good suggestion in this. Did we have a touchdown maker?
We've had several of the Bakers.
Kerry Baker, Heisman winner.
Touchdown 1962 85. Oregon State. Yeah.
That's the fun one.
Oh, man. Oh, Jim Brown.
No, not Jim Brown.
Jerry Rice.
It's Jerry Rice.
Oh, yep. A lot of good texts coming in.
A lot of texts. Jim Brown was not a bad guess. I mean, all of them were pretty solid because they definitely were kings for their teams. Mm. But Jerry Rice, Mike Evans, Emmitt Smith are the only three non-kickers to lead their franchise in points scored. That is unbelievable company. And another reason why Mike Evans is building a Hall of Fame resume. It's unreal.
The Cowboys should probably move on from Aubrey before he approaches Emmitt, you know, just out of respect.
Yeah, I mean, I think that... Absolutely. I would vote for that. Okay.
No. Is that a Mike Evans stat or is that just a stat that reflects how bad the Bucs have been over the course of their existence?
I think it's a Mike Evans stat because he's been so damn good.
No, he has been.
Like 10,000 yard seasons. But yeah, the Bucs did stink for a long time before Dungy got there. And then they finally won their Super Bowl with Gruden. But man, they've got two Super Bowls. So, I mean, they have like a god-awful franchise. All right, let's get to the top 10 most controversial athletes of all time, 877-881-1053. We had somebody that came in with a Quincy Carter. We got a Lance Armstrong on here. Certainly, Lance is definitely one. Jose Canseco is an honorable mention. We've got, the South African guy, Oscar Pistorius, certainly.
Oh, that was a big deal.
That was huge.
Blade Runner, poor little tink.
Metal World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest. Oh, shout out to the Detroit Tigers, baby. They've just swept the Houston Astros. They're moving on to the ALDS.
In Houston.
AJ Hinch getting that revenge.
Seven in a row. Woo! Night, Houston.
You guys got any votes for controversial athletes, Lucius?
Yeah, he's on my t-shirt right now, bro.
Dennis Rodman.
It's the Worm.
And he's number 10 on the list.
Yeah, my dad hated this guy because I liked him so much. I used to draw a magic marker. He used to put tattoos on my body.
He's fascinating.
And go out there and play basketball, then all the tattoo juice would just start running down my arm and everything. Pops hated me, bro.
Fascinating is Dennis.
I used to wear my mom's pearls. I'm telling you, bro. Dennis had me in a lot for a second.
Walk around the high heels.
I don't know about all that.
No stuff there.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got Dennis Rodman at number 10 on the list.
OJ. Vic.
Yeah, Michael Vick.
Johnny Manziel.
Manziel's an honorable mention. Floyd Mayweather Jr. You got Ray Lewis.
AI. They hated AI.
Yeah,
they hated AI.
Allen Iverson, absolutely.
What about the kids?
Tyson.
Tyson, absolutely. Tyson certainly will probably be on the list. Deshaun Watson.
Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Colin Kaepernick.
They're a dang World Series.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep, unfortunately.
John Rocker.
Caitlyn Jenner on here as an honorable mention.
Huh?
She won Woman of the Year, her first year being a woman, right? Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. How about that?
What a hell of a rookie year.
Yeah, what you got to say about that, Broadus?
Amazing.
What did Broadus do to Caitlyn Jenner?
I remember when she won in the Olympic gold in 76.
On the box of Wheaties.
Man, she crushed it. Tim Tebow being texted in. Bobby Belt being texted in.
Oh, Tebow was very controversial. That was fun.
Kellen Winslow Jr.
Oh, Kellen Winslow Jr. Oh, wow. Shoulders.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Didn't he get caught, in the parking lot?
Nude.
With some baby oil?
Well, yes.
Like grannies.
But that's not the worst thing that he's in jail for.
No, it's not. No, it went too crazy. Yeah, it went nasty.
Yeah.
Wasn't it with, the elderly women?
Yeah, it was with grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big Gilf guy. Conor McGregor.
Yeah, but so are you, and you still have respect.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do what he did there.
That's
just
what
more
Chief
of like
was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I don't have respect, but I do for the Gilfs.
More than he does,
I do for the Gilfs. Tiger Woods getting texted in. Darren Sharper, 817.
No, he's nasty, too. Ooh.
Yeah.
What a random, weird surprise that became.
I know. He went
good looking dude who had money and had everything going and has to do that.
Yeah. What the? You're talking about a random surprise. Think about the women that went on that date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
call. Girl said, I was going to give it up, man.
You don't have to do this.
Oh, no.
I missed the good part.
Yeah. Number 10 is Dennis Rodman. And if you watch The Last Dance, if you weren't familiar with Dennis Rodman's career, I mean, he was a fascinating individual.
Yeah, I don't like all the stories about him stinking, just leaving the game and going straight to the club. Come on, Dennis.
Nasty, yeah.
Come on, fam.
Bill Walton would do that, too.
Oh, he looked like it.
Oh, Bill seemed like he never showered. That was just his life.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Michael Vick. The 21-month prison sentence, of course, for the dog fighting in 2007, pled guilty. Number 8 is Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Home run king. But did steroids. Should he even be in the Hall of Fame? He's not in the Hall of Fame. He had the trial with the grand jury, denies it. Obstruction of justice. 7 is Colin Kaepernick on the list.
Unfortunately, again, shouldn't even be on that list. Man didn't do nothing.
Yep.
6 is Pete Rose, the hit king.
PD.
303 batting average throughout his career. 17-time All-Star. May he rest in peace. But, of course, became controversial betting on baseball games as a player and a manager for the Reds, and then was banned by Major League Baseball for life, not in the Hall of Fame.
He could really hit a ground ball through the infield, I tell you.
Man, I saw a video circulate of him with Frank Thomas and A-Rod just talking about hitting. And it was 6 minutes of just education from Pete Rose. It was incredible. Mm. Number 5 is Lance Armstrong.
Mm. Yeah.
The one sack, man.
Highly controversial. His lying, his insistence on lying, taking people to court for telling the truth. Unreal.
That
man's
probably the most indignant liar of our generation.
Ruined people's lives.
That is bold.
Because of his lies.
Yeah.
Just an absolute piece of ass.
I think at some point you should have just taken your money and disappeared. You know? Just
Yes, dude. I mean, yeah.
I don't need to be ruining people's lives.
He's a terrible person. Yeah. Absolutely terrible person. Number 4 is Mike Tyson. Iron Mike.
And he wanted to eat your children.
Also, a great comeback story now.
Yeah.
I mean, he grew up. I think it was The Hangover. The movie The Hangover really helped turn him around.
All them shrooms he eats.
Yes.
All the toad blood he injects in his body.
Yeah. Toad blood.
Yeah. Mike is high as hell out here.
Changes how the synapses connect.
Man.
I mean, rewires the brain.
It's wild.
3 is Tonya Harding.
Whoa.
Top 10 most... controversial athletes of all time. I mean, that story is insane. The 1994 Winter Olympics, the attack on Nancy Kerrigan. What the hell are we doing? And if you haven't seen I, Tonya, you absolutely should. Fantastic.
I mean, the 911 calls a decade later. He punched me in the face I punched him in the face because he pushed me into the ground.
Yeah.
She one of the great lines in sports history.
I don't want to. You don't want her to be angry with you.
No.
She'll put a hit out on you. Number 2.
Probably kick your ass, too.
And this got a lot of Twitter.
Big old skating thighs.
Yeah.
Big thighs.
Yeah, got some power.
Drag you around.
2 is Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody watched the FX show?
I was going to ask you the same thing. No, I haven't got into it yet.
I don't know that I really want to.
I'm hearing this is not what I want to see anyway.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
The documentary was good, the one that came out.
Yeah, I watched the documentary. But to me, this just kind of seems like too soon. Do we even need this? I don't know, but I did start watching that Menendez
monsters. That is the greatest acting going on right now.
Oh, my God.
They're going to win all types of stuff. They are killing it.
Dude, you were so right.
They are in their bag when it comes to acting.
I'm only on the second episode, but insane.
Yeah, and the dad?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they got a hell of a cast there.
Smoked it, bro.
Unreal. Number one, though, most controversial athlete of all time, also has many TV shows about him. O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
O.J. comes in at number one, most controversial. I think they probably got it right with O.J.
Daddy Juice.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
There he is with his top 10 at 420 almost every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. When we return, can we snuggle in some hoop talk?
Let's do it, man. Let's crank open a rim session. We'll feature all the goods from Mavs Camp in Vegas next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Jane Slater is coming up at 5 o'clock from the NFL Network. We'll talk to her about the Cowboys, Brandon Cooks, Devontae Adams rumors, and so much more. It's time now, though, for Eric Chiafalo to deliver some hoop talk.
Yes, sir. Let's go ahead and cut the lights out. We'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation's going all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when we get to rim it up on the heels of the Astros getting bounced from the postseason. And the Dallas Mavericks announcing a new hire. Frank Vogel. You may have heard of him. He's a champion. And he's good buddies with Jason Kidd. They actually won a title together with the Lakers just a few years ago. Was most recently with the Suns. But now he is a part of the Mavericks coaching staff as a coaching consultant, according to Mark Stein. And the quotes here from Jason Kidd. He said it took a lot of begging, but he was talked into it, and I'm happy he said yes.
Man, this is huge. He's a guy that just has a habit of being around great defenses. So I know that the Mavs have done some tremendous work, and they've emphasized defense over the last couple of years, and it's Sweeney, you know, that's gotten some credit for it. I know Sean Sweeney, one of the assistant coaches that was with Jason Kidd in his earlier stops, I think in Milwaukee.
Yeah, and Sweeney's been a guy that's been rumored to like be a part of head coaching searches here recently. Yeah. But he's stayed. So
yeah.
But Vogel and him together defensively should be super nice.
Yeah, here it is. 7 of 11 seasons as a head coach, Vogel's teams have been top 10 in defense.
So look at that. Look at that. Especially now, when they've done the pivot a little bit, where they've decided with some of their moves, particularly the Klay Thompson move, mm-hmm. hey, we're willing to sacrifice some level of defense to get more offense, which felt like the biggest issue versus the Celtics in the finals. And so, but you don't want to swing too far away from being able to play awesome defense. And so having one of the premier defensive minds in the NBA over the last decade plus now on your staff, of course, the familiarity with Jason Kidd and stuff there. I absolutely love this. I mean, these are some of the things where Nico Harrison did it with that former Jazz general manager. I forget his name, but he was like, hey, let me come kind of be my right hand man here a little bit, be a bit of a consultant there. And Nico just sort of acknowledging, hey, let me put a team around me that can really help me here. I love Jason Kidd doing this.
Dennis Lindsay.
Dennis Lindsay was the name. Yes. Thank you. Good pull there, Woolchuck.
Investing in quality is what it looks like, you know, on your staff. Yeah,
totally. Totally, man. I love it. And we know there's no salary caps on the coaching staff, so why not?
Man, here's a story that says some people consider him the Mike D'Antoni of defense.
Jeez, forward thinking.
It's incredible. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And our guy Ruben, who's a big basketball head, gave me a couple of notes on him. One, Vogel still owed $24 million by the Suns, so he's living that good life. That's probably why he had to be begged. He's like, I don't need to do anything ever again. But sure, Jason, let's play some defense together. Let's go win a title.
Not too interested in wearing a 3/4 zip for 82 nights a week, you know?
No, I don't imagine we see much of, and this is just a guess, I have no idea, but when you hear consultant, had to beg him, I'm guessing this is a little bit more work from home than
maybe,
I'll see you for 82
maybe it
games
is.
On
yeah,
the bench.
Like you come, you check in like once or twice a month. You know, you watch the tape of the team, you kind of break some things down, what they're not doing very well.
I mean, the Celtics just had this with Jeff Van Gundy.
Jeff Van Gundy.
Yep, that's right.
He just went somewhere, though. Van Gundy's on the bench for somebody now. Somebody hired him away from the Celtics.
All right, let's see if you can get it first. Dawson and Woolchuck are both working for this. Let's see who's got the
ability
to
Van Gundy just got hired as a
Clippers top assistant.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
It's a damn shame he's not broadcasting.
Yeah.
I know. I miss him.
Damn, man.
I miss seeing his.
Get this guy with Mar Jackson and Mike Breen and make it happen.
I miss his awkward headset trying to accommodate for the glasses that are on his face and everything's crooked and not working.
How angry he would get.
Yeah, his general, his shots at the refs and stuff. I miss him. I miss him quite a bit. So Frank Vogel, yeah, he's an NBA champion head coach and he's a defensive mind and now he is a Dallas Maverick and that is fantastic news. Got some more reports coming out of Mavericks camp from Vegas. And before the show started, we found out that Luka had a left calf contusion, and that'll keep him out for the next week or so. Jason Kidd saying that he got hit in the calf, reported it tight yesterday. They went and got an MRI, and they will reevaluate him in a week and see where he stands. So that's the... That's the Luka update with the calf. Hopefully it's a non-issue, but certainly.
Yeah, you're hoping that's overuse, not underuse. You know,
right.
How many video games have we been doing for the last couple of months? You know,
totally.
Since the international tournament they were in.
Now, we also have some good Clay quotes here. The first of which, and I love this just as a report from Mike Curtis on Twitter, that the team had dinner last night at the home of Mavs owner Miriam Adelson.
Yeah.
They're in Vegas. Mm-hmm. She's obviously a Vegas lady. So they went and broke bread at her home yesterday, welcomed in the team. And Klay Thompson, here's his scouting report of the Adelson dinner invite. He says it was great to be welcomed to her home. Meant a lot. On top of that, food was delicious. There's some really impressive artwork in that household as well. It was fun to see.
Wonder if they had like a personal chef or it was catered from a nice restaurant.
Guarantee you she brought chefs in that place. She probably brought chefs in from her property.
It's got insane ceilings and big furniture, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
15 7-foot dudes in your crib?
Yeah.
At one time?
That's true.
Three people stand up in my crib. It's like, all right, it's getting tight.
Everybody's standing outside.
Yeah. How many heads bumped into chandeliers?
Maybe that's
in
her
that
thing.
House?
Maybe she's working a genie bus angle early. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome over, boys.
Yeah.
Now I got to
show you
room.
Around.
Yeah. Here's the guest house.
You guys can stay here anytime. Okay, so we also have Klay Thompson, scouting report of one of our newest Mavericks, Najee Marshall.
Yes, sir.
Stood out from the practice yesterday. He says Najee played incredible. The guy was making floaters. Pull-ups. I thought he played really well. I was impressed with Najee. He scored a couple of times on me. His jumper was fluid, and his mid-range was nice.
Let's go.
So, look at that,
I didn't know he had
man.
A sophisticated, well-rounded offensive game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was going to be... Now, maybe this is an indictment on the Klay Thompson defense that we've been wondering about. Najee Marshall's tearing his ass up. But I do think there is more to the offensive game than what Derrick Jones provided you. And that's sort of the swap that you made there with the offseason moves. So I'm excited what Marshall's going to bring to the table. His three ball was fantastic last year. You have to assume it's only going to get better with the open looks he's going to get in this offense. But I thought that was encouraging to get the Klay Thompson scouting report on one of our newest Mavericks. And then Jason Kidd talking about Derek Lively. And, of course, the energy, that's incredible with him. It's infectious. But Jason Kidd said Derek has been shooting the three well.
There we go.
That's
I was wondering.
The next evolution there with Derek Lively. He says his post-up game is looking really good. He's doing everything at a high level in that starting group. I know he said something about, too, like kind of a new move or whatever that Derek Lively had in the post, and he showed it off, and everybody kind of liked it. You know, so
he's the man.
All very exciting. I know we're all pumped about Derek Lively and just the
post
next
moves.
Step. Yeah.
I don't think I've heard a discussion of post moves for a while, but hey, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Kidd also mentioned that Daniel Gafford will be with the first unit for the later practice today. See how it looks. But to this point, Derek Lively has been that starting five. So
right
I do dig that.
One works.
Apparently, reports out of Los Angeles, the vibes around the Lakers at an all-time high. This is my fifth season covering the Lakers and my fifth training camp, and I cannot remember the Lakers having this kind of positive, joyous, and upbeat energy. That from Jovan Buha, who covers the squad. And that just makes you just the letdown.
Makes you giddy.
The way, yeah, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just when that thing spirals out of control, we'll look back on that tweet and We'll point and laugh at it. Speaking of laughing, we can kind of laugh at your guy Scoot Henderson there in Portland, Dawson. Did you see
what happened?
Did you see his presser clip?
No.
From day one.
Wasn't all there, it seemed.
He showed up to media day. I mean, maybe he just had tired eyes. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're calling him Zoot Henderson now. This was his response. Just here's the interaction, 30 seconds of now Zoot Henderson, second-year man out of Portland, with the reporter there.
Scoot, now that you have a couple months of distance from it, kind of what do you look back on about your rookie season and kind of what you learned from it?
I look back at the food, the good food that I had. Yeah. A lot of food. And, you know, what I've learned from it. You know what I'm saying? Just all the...
Oh, the season, yeah.
All the games, obviously. Think about all the games every night.
Yeah, definitely not in mid-season media form quite yet. Zoot Henderson.
La, da, da, da. Just all the food.
I mean, hey, listen.
I learned from the food.
I think we could all appreciate. You go from living a college life or whatever. You're 18, and now
he was not college material. Clearly,
you're thrusted into
G League guy.
You're thrusted into NBA dinners, and that has to be as much of an eye-opening experience as anything when you get to the NBA and you're just consistently at five-star restaurants. You're door dashing. Ridiculous foods that, like, come on. Every time the team goes and grabs a bite, you're
filet
not,
mignon.
Yeah.
Filet mignon.
Yeah. You're not, like, you're not running through drive throughs anymore.
Room service?
So I do kind of respect this, but the fact that that was his number one takeaway from his rookie year is pretty special.
Yeah, it's too on the nose, bro. Especially if you're looking like that, it's way too on the nose.
Yeah.
Throw us off a little bit.
There it is. Second rim sesh of the 2024 NBA season.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
When we return here in the G-Bag Nation, it'll be time for Jane Slater to join us from the NFL Network. She's talking Cowboys and NFL news with you. Jane's next here on The Fam.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.